On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care. What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman. You listen to Redskins Talk with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? It is cold. It is rainy. It is Redskins Talk, the podcast. I'm JP Finley. We're going to talk. We got plenty to discuss. We have an awesome interview. It's also Fan Friday. You guys are going to enjoy the hell out of the segment we got for you. Rich Tandler is here with me. Tandler, say what's up.
What's up?
All right. We're off and running, baby. We have a lot to get to. We're going to give you our over-under picks. We're going to give you our predictions. We're going to read you a funny review of the week. We got Fan Friday, and then we have a really tremendous interview with DJ Swearinger. He opens up, is quite insightful. You guys are going to enjoy that one. Tandler, without further ado, let's get to the over-unders, man.
Okay. We have Cousins, Kirk Cousins, 249.5 passing yards.
What are you saying?
I am going to say over. I think the Vikings have only allowed a shade over 200 yards per game, but they have faced a pretty mediocre schedule.
They've played some bums.
Yes. They played, I think the only legitimate top 10 quarterback they played was Drew Brees in the opener. They had Aaron Rodgers in there for, what, a quarter? Maybe a quarter and a half,
right,
until he went out. And other than that, they've played, Matthew Stafford, yes, but Stafford hasn't been as good this year. So I think Kirk is probably at least definitely the second or maybe the third best quarterback they've faced this year.
I'm going to go over two. This just seems like a low total. 265 for Kirk is quite doable, and that will hit the over on this one. Let's go next. This one's going to be tricky. We got Josh Doctson.
Very tricky.
There's really not a baseline to predict Josh right. Doctson receiving yards. Last week he had the huge catch. He had the huge catch against Oakland, right? So
yep.
He's had a couple pops, but there's no consistency. What'd we set the number at?
49.5.
I'm going to say under. I don't want to be the wet blanket. That's normally your role, Tandler. But I think teams, Xavier Rhodes is probably going to be on Josh Doctson a lot. I think Kirk will look to the open man in this game. I don't think it'll be Josh.
I'm going to go over.
Ooh.
That doesn't take a whole lot. That takes a 38-yard pass maybe, and then, a couple for first downs. So that's not that.
We also both thought Doctson and Pryor would go over last week because it doesn't take very much, and they didn't get there.
That's true.
Yeah. He certainly can. He has the talent to do it. I just think this week's a tough week for him to really get going. All right, our third and final over-under. This one was user-submitted from my guy Funkhauser. What do we got, Tandler?
We have
User. This was listener-submitted from my guy Funkhauser.
Yes. Third down conversions, 5.5.
So can they convert?
Redskins, right. Redskins third down conversion.
So we're asking if the Redskins can convert 6 first downs on third down.
On third down.
I'm letting you go first. That's a hard one.
I'm going over on the same premise that Minnesota has a good defense. They have some good players. But I think converting 6 third downs is not anywhere near too high a mountain to climb for them.
Yeah, I think 6 first downs is entirely doable. So our only discrepancy is going to be on Doctson.
It'll be Josh.
All right, so if Josh has a big day, Tandler wins. If he has a reasonable day like he's been having, I win.
You think under 49 would be reasonable for him?
Based on what we've seen so far, it's just been
but
up and down.
Well, if you want to accept what he's done is, in a lot of games, is reasonable, which I don't for a first round pick in his second year in the league.
Okay, maybe not reasonable is the wrong term, but average.
Right, what he's done.
Seen.
Yeah,
right.
The track record, I would agree.
All right. Before we keep going, it's time to talk tailgate, Taylor. Are you fired up for the Redskins talk tailgate?
You know what? The closer it gets, the more I am. When I first heard about it, I was kind of meh.
You're always meh.
Well, I know, but now I'm starting to get fired up about it.
Dude.
Especially I figured out that I really can do it and not have to do very much besides
right.
eat a burger and talk to fans.
Right. You're just going to sit there, criticize my grilling, and hang
out. Oh, and that too. I forgot about that part.
Right. I have a feeling there'll be plenty of that. But just in case folks haven't heard, we are going to be tailgating. Me, Rich Tandler, Mitch Tischler, the local celebrity. We have an actual celebrity. Santana Moss will be there. Fred Smoot's going to come by. A whole bunch of DC media folks have said they'd come by. I'm working on some, like, legit crazy guests that we might pull off. We also might not, and then I'll just say, oh, they got busy. Chick Hernandez, are you going to come by?
No.
Because you'll be hosting in studio.
For the last 15 years, thanks for noticing.
I noticed.
I don't know if he'd come anyway, but.
Would you come if you weren't in studio?
Absolutely would.
All right, to set the stage real quick, Rich and I are recording our podcast in the Redskins interview room. Chick and I are about to go live in Redskins game plan here in a few minutes, so our timeline is a little tighter, but the Swearinger interview is also pretty long, so we want to make sure you got plenty of time to listen to that. DJ, Taylor, you may take exception to this, but listening to Swearinger is better than listening to you and I ramble. What do you think?
Yes, I would think it probably is.
Okay. Orange Lot A is where the tailgate will be. We're going to be down near the road. We're going to have a satellite truck. We're going to be very easy to find. Plus, you guys know me. Hit me up on Twitter or whatever. I'm going to be putting the information out there. We want to see you at the tailgate. Right, Taylor?
That's why we're having it. It's not going to be any fun if me and JP and local celebrity just sit around and eat 30 burgers each, because that's why we have
the truth
menu.
Of the matter is, we're pretty surprised our bosses gave us the A-OK on this, so we really want it to be fun. Much like you guys have been great about leaving us reviews, and we're approaching 100. Taylor's getting close to that turkey costume, and we appreciate
no, he's
that.
Not.
We need to see you Sunday. It's going to be wild. It's going to be fun. All right, over-unders are in. Taylor, what's your prediction this week?
Same. I'm going to go with the same logic. The Vikings, yes, they're 6-2. Their numbers look pretty good, but their competition has not been anywhere near the caliber that the Redskins have. I mean, the Redskins have had the toughest schedule
right.
in the league by a few different measures.
Vikings' last two wins are Ravens and Browns.
Right.
The Skins haven't had one. I guess they got the Niners, but
– yeah.
And they weirdly struggled with the Niners, but that's a different conversation.
Yeah, you know, that was a strange game. There were some odd plays in that. But I'll take the Redskins. You know, I'm going to go fairly easily. Let's go 27-17.
27-17. All right. My prediction, I think the Vikings defense is better than we're giving them credit for. I don't think they're going to be able to score. I think the Skins defense is pretty good. You know, I expect him to go. If something happens with Zach Brown and he doesn't play, I think that changes a bunch.
Yeah.
But I expect Zach Brown to go. I think Case Keenum ain't going to move the ball very much. Jerick McKinnon, I don't think, is a real threat. I mean, he'll get some yards, don't get me wrong. But I think
– watch out for Mac Brown, though. If they get Mac Brown in there, it's going to tilt the scales in their favor.
All right. So those are our predictions. I think we're both expecting a win. I think it could be – a little uglier, like a 23-14 type of deal. But I think Skins faithful should be pretty happy Sunday afternoon. All right, we got a lot to talk about. You guys probably know Liz Locker Room on Twitter. She's like one of the biggest social media influencers.
Oh,
I mean, she's got a ton of followers. She's a fun to follow. She's fun to interact with. I have found out that she and I both really enjoy 7-Eleven. How about that, Taylor? Did you know that?
I knew she did. I didn't know.
You didn't know I enjoy 7-Eleven?
Well, the big gulps.
Now you're lying. It's my favorite restaurant. But so Liz Locker Room's telling us her story of how she became a Redskin fan. That's going to be our Fan Friday segment. Before we get to that, I want to read this review. You guys know the deal. We need 100 reviews by Thanksgiving, and Taylor will wear a turkey costume.
He will not.
Yes, he will. Mitch, he will, right? Mitch is nodding his head. It's the first time Mitch has ever been mic shy in a long time.
Y'all from back here?
Yes. So if it echoes, for all the audio nerds that complain about our audio levels, that's because Mitch is across the room and we're in a giant garage. All right. Liz Locker Room's coming up. DJ Swearinger after that. Real quick, I'm going to read one review because this one's funny. This is from Batcherm. He gave us 4 stars, not our normal 5 stars. Listening all the way from La Crosse, Wisconsin. Dig the content as I don't get much skins insight in cheesehead country. Also, what do you think Tandler gave out for Halloween? I was thinking either pencils or dental floss. He said, and then this is the best line. If that's not good enough, so remember, he gave us a 4-star review. You'll get the full 5 stars once I get a Patrick Ramsey, Rock Cartwright, or Liddell Betts interview. So Batcherm, we're going to do what we can. You think we can pull...
We can definitely get Liddell Betts for you. We'll get Liddell Betts.
Oh, wow. Mitch comes in off the top rope with the Liddell Betts guarantee. Rock Cartwright, yeah. Mr. Chick says he can get Rock Cartwright. So
I can't help on Patrick Ramsey. I'm sorry.
Well, we'll see what we can do, Batcherm. I tell you what, I'm going to tease something that isn't all the way locked in. So this is like an actual, we'll see if it happens, tease. We may have a monster, monster guest later this month. That's all I'm going to say. All right.
Like Godzilla, King Kong?
Mothra. No, like a really, really big deal guest.
Oh, okay.
All right. We're going to Liz Robbins is Liz Locker Room's real name. I'm going to toss this to Liz real quick. Enjoy.
Thanks, JP. Here's my story on how I became a longtime Redskins fan. Well, to kind of make a sort of long story short, my mom is from Oklahoma, my dad's from DC, and my dad met my mom after his second tour in Vietnam at Fort Lee in Oklahoma, and they got married, moved back to DC. My mom is a longtime diehard Cowboys fan. And my dad took me to my first game. I can't remember which game, but it was at RFK. And the atmosphere is something that I can't even explain. I miss that atmosphere. But ever since then, I was hooked, ups, downs, and not to tell my age, but I have witnessed all 3 Super Bowl wins. And, you know, no matter what this team goes through, it's the craziness, the drama, again, the ups and downs. I will always be a Washington Redskins fan. Hail to the Redskins.
All right, what a cool story that is. Liz, you're awesome. We appreciate your interaction on Twitter. We appreciate, I think Redskins fans love having you as kind of their ambassador to speak to the masses. All right, game time now. We're going to DJ Swearinger. What a dude. Very, very cool interview, insightful. And so you know, I asked him, what the hell does 2-spoon swagoo mean? Enjoy.
DJ, I don't know if you can feel the love from the fans, but Redskins fans have embraced you fast. You've been here for 8 games. How do you feel everything's going?
I feel everything's going well. We had a few bumps in the road, a few guys injured, but we're making good progress, especially with the game last week. Feel like we headed in the right direction, and that's all we can ask for is to be moving in the right direction.
Let's talk about a little bit about that game last week. Coming back on the road in Seattle, you made just an incredible play on the 2-point conversion. How much do you wish you got in the end zone?
I wish, man, when I look at the play, I wish I would have went left. And then I see Doug Baldwin screaming down that I had to make another cut. But I wish I could have at least pitched the ball back one more time when I got it. But when Josh pitched it back to me, it kind of caught me off guard, so I just took it and ran.
You had Kerrigan way wide if you threw it for him.
Yeah, and I had Dunbar right behind me, so.
Who might have a little more speed than Ryan?
Oh, yeah. And he's steady getting on me about it. Talking about I don't want to see him in the end zone. I'm like, nah, man, it was just heat of the battle, you know, me trying to make a play.
Let's talk a little bit about you as a leader. I mean, this is your first year with the Skins, and you were voted captain. What did that mean to you?
It means a lot, man. It means a lot. That's something I always wanted to be in the league, a leader for my team, a guy that, you know, does it well on the field, does it well off the field, does it well in the classroom, translates the classroom to the field, and to help other guys get on the same page. That's something I always wanted to do, and I got that calling this year, and I embraced it. with open arms, and it's been great for me, and I'm just anxious to see where it continues to take us.
You're only 26. It's pretty remarkable the journey you've had so far to bounce around from a few teams, even though you were a high draft pick. Do you feel like maybe some of that, did the adversity early in your career maybe help you at this point?
Yes, I think all of it helped me a lot, especially Houston situation, me from going to Houston, me going to Tampa. I always say the Tampa experience was like a cry wolf with me in Houston.
What does that mean?
Houston, I did some things that I shouldn't. Even though I felt like I shouldn't have been cut, I did some things that I didn't handle well. I didn't adjust to the second coaching staff my second year as well as I should. I was stubborn to the way things were my rookie year, and I didn't adjust well to the second coaches that came in. And so when I went to Tampa, it was sort of me doing everything the right way, the way the coaches asked me. Yes, sir, no complaining, no talking back. It was me doing what I needed to do, me seeing myself ball in camp tremendously. I had one of the best camps I ever had, and to see that I didn't reap the benefits of me doing the right thing was sort of like a cry wolf. It was like I was marked from Houston. The Tampa coaches never gave me the fair chance because of the whatever was said in Houston. I didn't get the fair chance, but that also helped me a lot, just humbled me, because I never seen that side of just not playing. In Tampa, it was a couple games where I got 2 snaps or 5 snaps and didn't play. And it was heartbreaking for me. It was definitely different. It was humbling, me being on the field, knowing that I could be out there playing, starting for the team, but I'm just on the sideline. So that definitely humbled me. And when I got the medical release, that was a tremendous eye-opener for me. You know, sitting on the couch for 2-3 weeks straight with a turf toe injury on Thanksgiving, watching Thanksgiving football on my couch was an eye-opener for me. And that's the mark that really turned my career to doing the better things, doing the right things, and being a better pro. And when I got to Arizona, it was all she wrote.
So was that moment, Thanksgiving, sitting on the couch, was that your, what is happening here?
Yeah, that was the, I remember I got a text message. My mom, she asked me, we have a family Thanksgiving dinner every year. And my family was asking her, was I coming to the Thanksgiving dinner? And my mom was like, snapped on everybody, like, no, he's not coming to Thanksgiving. He should be having a job. He should be playing football. He needs to be worried about getting healthy, not coming to a Thanksgiving dinner. You know, he should be playing football right now. So, and when she told me that, that sort of just me watching the Thanksgiving game, you know, it just was like, man, I'm on the couch. I can't do anything on the couch if I'm hurt or if I'm not on the team. So that definitely opened my eyes. And I just made sure when I got to Arizona, I did everything I could to stay injury free, whether it's taking care of my body when I didn't feel things were hurt, doing the right things during the week. It just helped me to put my priorities in the right perspective.
So from that Thanksgiving on the couch, right, which I, 2 years ago by my math?
Yes, 2015.
This year you're going to be playing on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Do you get here without that moment?
No, I don't. I don't at all. And when I seen we was playing on Thanksgiving, it was like, man, like, it's a dream come true, you know. So that game is going to be probably an emotional game for me, you know. I haven't really looked into it yet, but just thinking back for when I was on the couch 2015, you know, that was, you know, it was difficult for me. And, you know, it'll definitely be an emotional game for me. I can't wait.
Well, and you're an emotional guy on the field. You can, I see it in warm-ups. I see it when you're out there. A lot of the times, though, that emotion looks like you're having fun.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, take me through a little bit of, like, your pregame dance routine.
Yeah. Well, a little bit on the fun thing. My mom texted me right before the game, was like, don't worry about interceptions. Don't worry about the plays. Just go have fun like you normally do. You know, when you have fun, you make plays, you know. So she told me to just have fun, and that's what I tried to do in Seahawks, you know. And warm-ups, I was just in my vibe, just, you know, dancing. I did a little more dancing last week just because, you know, I just remember my mom was like, have fun. And I made sure we just I wanted to get the energy to the guys to where, like, we going to have fun. We going to dance after the game because we're going to win. We're going to have fun. We're going to make this field a party for us. So, and if we all having fun and making plays, we all going to win. And that's something I try to do, and I'm going to try to continue to do in the next couple of weeks, just have fun first to get everybody, get the energy level high, and then once we're having fun, we can make plays.
Well, and it looks like it's working. I mean, it looks like your vibe is rubbing off throughout the secondary, the linebackers, the D-line. What do you think of the guys you're playing with? D-Hall just came back, a young kid like Kendall Fuller making plays all over the place. What do you think of that secondary?
Secondary is incredible, man. I've been on a lot of great secondaries. This has the potential to be one of the best secondaries. I think guys have done a great job in the classroom of studying, and that's something they didn't have last year. That sort of brought with just studying formation, studying personnel, knowing what you're going to get on certain splits, knowing what you're going to get on certain down and distances. And I think just hearing in the meeting rooms today, like young guys, Kendall, even Fabian, you know, had some things to say about what he's seen on film. Dunbar, Bree, Josh getting more into it. And Josh not even the type of guy that, you know, is a film junkie, but he's, you know, everybody's getting towards to, you know, studying it first, having everything mental. And once we got it locked in mental, it's easy. It's easy. We can have fun. But, you know, when you don't know the mental, that's when you second guess yourself and you're not as sure on certain plays. But I think this year those guys have done a great job of just evolving to the next level.
You talked about a guy there, Josh Norman. You guys have a special bond. You played together in South Carolina in high school. Can you tell us a little bit about Josh Norman in high school?
Yeah, man. Josh was always like I said, I guess my coach called him mysterious.
Mysterious?
Know, yeah, that's what Coach Dula gave him that name. That's a high school coach. He was mysterious, I guess, but he was always...
What does that mean?
I don't know, but, you know, you can't say weird, you know, but it's different. You know, he's all a right. Different guy. You know, he's going to speak his mind. You know, he's going to say what he's going to say, whether it's off the wall, whether it's mumbling. You know, he mumbles all the time, so that's why... It's mysterious because it's like, what are you talking
about? Imagine for us trying to write down everything he's saying.
Like, what are you talking about, Josh? Like, you know, like, open your mouth, bro. We can't hear you. But that's where the mysterious come. Like, what are you talking about? And then when you finally hear what he says, it's like, all right, cool. but he always been a heck of an athlete. You know, you never had to worry about him. When it's time to suit up, there's one person you can count on to make plays and be there for you.
But on your high school team, I'm just looking at it from afar. You went to South Carolina. You were playing in the SEC. You were a Gamecock, which yeah. I imagine everybody wanted to be down there. Or a Clemson Tiger, one
yeah,
or the other.
One or the other.
But he went to Coastal.
Yeah.
What was it like if you were the star and he was the one trying to get recruiters out to his games kind of thing?
Yeah, I think that year, his senior year, that was sort of the least talented team we had. We won the state championship with. None of the seniors on that class went D1. The next year we had about five, and in my senior year we had about five. But that year nobody went D1. It was more of the chemistry, the bond that we had as a team. The seniors, like Josh made it to the seniors to where like we're gonna be together in everything we do, and that's something that we've been trying to get here. Like everything the defense or the team does is together, and that's one thing that we had as a not most talented team, by far not the most talented team, but we just, our defense was so dominant and everybody was together that, you know, the chemistry was so, you know, nobody could break us apart. And that's something that he brings and he's been bringing here.
Do you feel like maybe that's what's building right now?
Yeah, that's definitely building, you know, especially because we have the meetings. I have a meeting on Tuesdays. He has the meeting on Thursdays where we go wherever we go to get the team chemistry.
Does everybody come to your house for dinner, or they go to Josh's house for dinner?
Josh for dinner on Mondays, we come here. Okay. But we have food as well to break down the other team to get a new feel of the new team. And on Thursdays, we sort of just watch the Thursday night game, talk about what we're going to do Sunday, and just have, you know, chemistry. A big chemistry meeting, everybody doing their own thing, but together.
My last question. What on earth is two spoon swagoo?
So, man, I'm I guess I'm a little creative with my nicknames.
A little creative, yeah.
Yeah. So, but the nicknames are all Swag is just my nickname. Been my nickname from since I was 8 years old. Swagoo is something, a little sauce to it. They just Swagoo, you know, just put a little goo on the end.
Yeah.
You know, and Two Spoons is, I got Two Spoons my junior year. I always used to talk about eating. We going to eat, man. We need to eat. If you don't hunt, you don't eat. We going out here to eat. We see the field as our jungle. So we got to go hunt. If you don't hunt in the jungle, you won't eat. And I just seen the field as my jungle, and it's time to eat. So it was a game against somebody. I was just like, man, I feel like I'm eating with Two Spoons today. Like, I'm about to get full. Like, and that game against Tennessee, the boys just started calling me Two Spoons. And, you know, I made a couple plays, and I was like, there go Two Spoons. And then that was all she wrote, man. I just put them together, Two Spoons Swagoo. I got the Two Spoons. I'm a Two Spoons. That's my celebration after every big play. I'm eating with Two Spoons, and then Swagoo is just my nickname, so I just put them both together. And
fans are going to start handing you spoons on the sideline.
Yeah, man.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chevy Buick GMC. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.